Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
We are 20 minutes away from Does That Make Me Crazy, Kid Nation. Again, if you want to start sending it in, make sure you hashtag Does That Make Me Crazy if you do it on Twitter or Instagram. Or even on the text. That way it catches our eye when we read the text. And that phone number you need to text is what, Big Al?
800-543-3548.
Jenna's dream readings. That's coming up this hour in about 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Got some good ones.
Hooking up with a celebrity.
Very interesting.
Can't break in the car. There's some crazy things we've gotten in.
Okay. Okay, we'll get to those. Maybe you've been having similar dreams. That way you know what they mean. That's why we do this for you. You can go to KidNation.com and write Jenna if you want to tell her about your dream. But in studio with us right now is an older and wiser part-time Justin.
Yes, hello. I am now 25 years old.
Yay.
And happy birthday to you, JC.
Thank you, buddy.
You're welcome. We're birthday buddies. We're Pisces.
We are both Pisces.
No
we are
wonder
fish.
You're so emotional.
I am emotional.
You are.
Is that a trait of Pisces?
Yes.
Is
it? We always talk about our feelings.
I don't talk about my feelings that much because I get too emotional.
No, you do talk about your feelings. You just don't know sometimes.
Oh, really?
And then, yes. And then also, we're always going with the flow. You know, we take what we're given and we go with it.
Yeah. Jenna says I'm too go with the flow sometimes.
Yes, I said the power of the word no is a very important one to learn as you get older.
Yeah. I don't know the word no.
Justin's birthday party was actually pretty cool. I know you guys were out of town, so you weren't able to go. But honestly, Justin, I thought it was going to be a whooping.
Me too.
Okay. I honestly thought this was going to be a whooping because I've never done anything like this, but I've seen people
do
this.
Me either.
What is it?
So I had a huge birthday party at this really cool art immersive exhibit where you get to be part of whatever they got going on at the walls. It was really cool.
It's like an Instagram place.
It's an Instagram
place. You go to take photos.
Yeah, where you go and take photos and stuff like that. Yeah, and it was really fun. JC came out, and so I had drinks. I had food. Everyone came out, and it was all colorful. There was a unicorn. There was bananas hanging from the ceiling. There was ribbon. There was this really cool, like, sink you can put your hand in.
It sounds like Stefan right now.
Yeah.
It was,
it's really hot right now.
Yeah. This is the hottest club you want to be at right now. No, it was really fun. And so thank you so much. And then after, we sang karaoke.
Yep. We went to the bars back in our old neighborhood, Jenna.
Oh, wow.
And we sang some karaoke. Kinsey signed me up. She got up there and sang Selena. Justin got up there and sang a little bit.
JC sang Despacito. I sang Buy You a Drink by T-Pain.
Crushed it.
Yes, and I invited all you guys to be there, but I mean, it's our only spring break, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to go.
Yeah, we were all out of town.
Yeah. Everybody was gone.
In honor of my 25th birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
I decided to do something to my body because last year I got a SpongeBob tattoo for my 24th birthday party.
I remember that.
Uh-huh.
So,
did you get a Patrick one this year?
No. Oh, okay. I decided to do something cool.
Oh no, another body modification.
I got myself ear piercing.
He went big.
Wait, I'm sorry. Did you say plural?
Plural.
But
there's only one in there right now.
Yeah.
It's huge, Justin. Is that a real diamond? That's a CZ.
You know, Jenna, I wish it was. I really wish it was. Yeah, it's some cubic zirconia.
Okay.
It's huge.
The box said diamonds on it, but then it was like fake diamonds.
Of course.
Fine print. But I got it on sale. It was $100, and then I got it for
$35. I was going to say $100 for a fake diamond?
That included the price of the piercing, right? Everything's included?
No, so when you go
he did it himself, though.
I should have.
No, he went where all little girls go.
Claire's?
For their first ear piercing.
Hello, Claire's with the gun!
You did?
Yes! Yes, I gave him the earrings that I wanted, and
they let you sit right in the window, so everybody going by the mall.
Sit up front.
I was that.
How many little girls were in line?
I was that birthday queen. I was getting my ears pierced at Claire's.
Okay.
Did it hurt?
No, it didn't actually. Good. It just felt like a little pitch.
So you got both ears pierced?
I got both ears pierced, and then you're supposed to clean them with antibacterial soap.
You got to take care of them until
twice a day and all that stuff. And one more tip that they gave me was to be careful when you sleep. And
because you sleep on it, you have to turn it.
Uh-huh.
I used to put Band-Aids when I got my ears pierced.
To do,
that way it would be stuck there.
Yeah, I should have done that because I didn't. I went to bed and then I woke up and then I went to go get a glass of water. And then whenever I came back and I got in bed, I was like, what's this hard rock like right here on my thigh? And I looked down and there is this beautiful, shiny, fake diamond earring
right
next to me. And I'm like, oh no, my earring came out. So then I'm like in the bathroom trying to shove it back into like the piercing hole that I'm trying to do. But it's not coming out through the other end. It's just like,
It didn't rip out through, it fell out, but it started closing up.
Yeah, and it was closing up. I was like, okay, well, let's see if there's a hole on the other side.
Yeah.
So then
I went the other way?
So yeah. I went the other way, and there's still a hole, and it's not finding the other exit hole.
Scar tissue in there, maybe.
I think that's exactly
what it was. The tube was not connected.
And so I was like, you know, we're just going to go for it. So I pierced it through. And then I'm like, oh, wait, it's the wrong side, Justin. So I was like, maybe because I just made a new hole, it's going to stay there. So then I took it out, and then
oh my god,
does it look like a murder scene in your bathroom?
So now you have like four different.
It was all bloody. It was very bloody.
And,
So where are we at now?
Now I'm wearing a ruby.
What?
And because it's red.
It's in there though.
Yeah. No, it's not. And then so I pulled it in. I pierced it back in through the other way, but it wasn't going through the hole that I made again, so I kind of made like three holes in my ear.
I took it like a champ.
I kind of made three holes in my
Oh my gosh.
So now you have to let it. Is that the ultimate result?
Well, and then last night it fell out.
Oh my goodness.
And I couldn't, I couldn't.
You know what? Let that one go.
And it was kind of painful.
Let it heal and then you can get it repaired.
Well, I was looking at the mirror and I was like, should I try it one more time?
No.
And it was all swollen and red and beating.
Perfect.
And I was like, I think it needs some time to heal. Yeah, this one?
Yeah.
Can you see all the holes?
There's not even a hole. It looks like you've never touched it.
I heal fast, y'all. So that's what that is.
Apparently, yeah.
But I got my ears pierced, and they look so good. I had to do it for this event that I went to. It was a fashion show. Yes, I did.
I wanted to.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. I wanted to look good in like this really nice pink velvet suit that was just so nice for this event.
Justin, you look cool with the earrings. Like, they're popping.
Yes.
I'm glad to hear someone do it because I've wanted to get like three more because I have mine pierced. But the headphones I wear every day, I've been so worried. It would take me so long to heal. Yeah. So I'm interested.
If I haven't worn mine in a few years, you think I could still throw it? You push it through, right?
Oh, I left mine off.
You can switch to earbuds like I've used. If you really want to do it.
What's the average cost it should be for ear piercings?
I think I paid like $50.
For earrings or for piercings?
For piercings.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember.
I'm not sure.
I mean, my friends go to these piercing, like jewelry stores that bring in a tattooist. Yeah, a piercer that does them there. Yeah.
I can call my buddy down there, Paul's pick feet and pages and piercings.
It just makes no. It's just a needle.
Thank you.
It's just a needle through the ear.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I can do it if you buy the little machine.
A lot of people think it's just a needle through the ear, and they try doing it home, and it's not.
An apple, like Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, apple or potato or something, right? You put a potato back here.
I did my upper ear when I was in high school by myself.
Yeah,
with a hot needle.
We're not condoning this.
Don't do it.
Okay. How did it go for you?
It got infected.
Yeah.
So, I know a lot of people that have done this, but just go somewhere professional and get it done. They say tattoo shops are the best, the cleanest.
Did you pierce anything else?
No, but I did mess up my contacts just a little bit. So I was making some jalapeno margaritas, and then I took out my contacts the night. And then the next morning, I went to go put them in, and I guess the acid from the jalapenos that were still on my fingers went into the contacts and into the solution. And contacts are just like a sponge. They soak up everything. And so whenever I put it in my eye, it was like someone sprayed me with mace. I was like screaming and crying for like 10 minutes. I was like, this hurts so bad. Oh my God. But I had this really nice event to go to and my nice pink velvet suit, my pierced ears. So I wasn't going to say goodbye to these contacts. Yeah. It's a Saturday. I don't know if there's a place I can get new contacts. So I was like, what do I do, Justin? Think. Brain blast. And then I was like, milk gets rid of the acid and jalapenos. So then I soaked my contacts
in milk.
Did
that work?
For 10 minutes. And it worked, JC.
Oh, it did?
It worked.
Yeah.
Yes. They were all clear, milky, and cloudy and stuff like that.
And then you washed them.
Yeah, and then I washed them.
Okay.
And then they worked.
Because I told you last week you could clear some pink eye with breast milk, but apparently regular cow milk works as well.
Yes. Next time I'll try breast milk if I can find some. But
Good tip.
But yeah, thank you. And then I put them back into the contact case last night, but I didn't wash the contact case. So my
jalapeno eyes again.
Yeah, I had jalapeno eyes this morning.
Oh my gosh!
So
how do you get?
I don't know how he does it.
We need just like a camera in Justin's place.
That's what we need. And Justin, if you need to buy some new earrings, take a listen to this because.
Top of that, you know, my beak. Yeah,
what's a beak?
No. Your nose.
Your nose.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, a nose piercing.
I've been thinking
that
about
was
that.
Spontaneous.
One,
there you go. Trey tries to catch me all the time. He doesn't think I know this.
Trey's not trying to catch you.
Yeah, he is.
We talked about this before the break. We were going to let Kid Nation know about Beat the Bank.
I know.
Trey's not out to get you.
He's out to get me. He is out to get me though.
How I led Trey into it. It's not Trey trying to get you.
He is out to get me though. Look at his smile.
Are you trying to get?
Yeah, yeah.
Trey, are you trying to get out? Yeah. Well, you know what, Kid Nation? Beat the Bank
Extreme
is back. The top prize in the vault could be up to $10,000. All you have to do is listen for us to give you the vault password each weekday morning at 7:10 and 8:10 Central. You'll remember that one when we tell you to call in. The correct caller will have to give us the vault password. You go in there, get to pick out of the 78 we have for you.
Nice.
And then you play for the big money. Many of the vaults will have the grand prize of $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
A few will have $2,000 or $5,000.
Oof, but only one, though?
But only one out of the 78 will have the $10,000.
Wow.
Now, the one tip we can give you is that if you hear anything that ends in $1,000, go ahead and stop.
Because it's not going any higher.
It won't go any higher. If it says $1,000, that is going to be the top.
But if you're a new listener, if you stay in that vault too long, it could slam shut and you will lose everything.
Yeah. I mean, it could be as little as $500 or less than that. It could anywhere from zero to $10,000. Yeah. It's Beat the Bank
Extreme.
It starts 1 week from today. Or actually from yesterday. Another one.
Oh, here we go.
Beat the Bank.
Got him, Trey. All right, coming up next, let's do a little Does That Make Me Crazy, Kid Nation. Pick up that phone and give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Now, we got some examples here because Kid Nation was on top of it. Sarah wrote us and said, anytime I see a dog take a poop, I have to walk by and get a good whiff.
Mm. Hey, you don't have to say another word. Yes, crazy.
The stinkier, the better.
Crazy.
That is crazy.
Crazy.
Wow. Wow.
Some people have a different nose. You know, that smell is hitting you differently.
We have different tastes that we like, different smells.
That is, Sarah, that you're for sure crazy.
Oh, my God.
That's what we're looking for, those things you think are normal. No. But we're here to tell you, you're crazy. And we want to welcome you to our club next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I was looking for a piece of paper.
Did you find it?
I found it, Kelly Raspberry.
Good.
We are sending you on a family adventure to Daytona Beach so you could experience wide open fun. And look, we've been there. We had a blast.
Loved it.
We're about to go again.
Mm-hmm.
That's how much fun we had. All you have to do is go to kidnation.com before midnight tonight and enter this keyword right here. Fishing.
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 Got it.
Is your keyword. Enter that at kidnation.com before midnight and you'll be in to try to win that trip to Daytona Beach.
And maybe do some fishing.
Of course.
Might as well.
Do some fishing out there. Why not?
The deep blue sea.
Plenty to do out at Daytona. But right now, let's get into your crazy Kid Nation. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Now, here's what we're looking for. Those things you think are pretty normal. But let's step out of your body for a minute.
Right.
And look back at what you do. And you realize,
it's kind of crazy.
It is a little crazy. I need to give the Kid Craddock Morning Show a call and see if they agree with me. Because if we're honest here, everybody calling in is trying to get verified crazy here. Because all four of us in this studio have been verified crazy at least one time.
At least. Yeah.
Some of us numerous times.
Do you remember your peak crazies?
Yeah.
Probably in my 20s, probably.
My 20s.
No, I mean like your incident
ones
on the show for this.
The bottle.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I really enjoyed it. I don't do it anymore, but I enjoyed it so much.
Peeing in a bottle, you enjoy
it. Yeah, I don't know what it was. It was just
this was just
gratifying.
Satisfaction.
Yeah, there was a satisfaction.
It's like people that get satisfaction of popping pimples. You can't explain it. It's just satisfying. It's just,
yeah, I don't know, but I grew out of that. And also the whole going to hotels, because I never traveled for work before and didn't really travel as a kid, but I kept seeing people leaving a lot of food out in the hallways and hotels.
The room service tray.
Yeah, the room service tray. And so I would take it upon myself to make sure that food did not go unused.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't bite, you know, things that had bite marks on it, but if somebody left some french fries out there or a half a sandwich, I would just cut the little piece off.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Sometimes I'll still do that, though. If we're being honest right now. All right, let's get to the Kid Nation numbers. All right, from the text, we got a lot here from the text. Hey, guys, I can't remember the exact day that Big Al's telling his story, but it's stressing me out because I need to plan my vacation around his big story, okay. And I'm afraid of missing it. That's from Kelly. Does that make me crazy?
Yes.
Yeah?
But just so you can, you know, start planning your vacation.
Yes.
It's May
7th.
May 7th this year.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening soon.
That's right.
Less than 2 months away.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So exciting. How excited is
this? Hey, you know what? I'm just letting it simmer right now.
Uh-huh.
Setting it simmer. I hope nothing else develops because I don't want to stretch this out into a two-parter.
Sure.
A two-parter after making us wait over a year.
Right. You know, part one, May 7th. Part two, in another year.
May 7th, 2020.
Ballpark, when did the last event take place?
Probably 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because the story keeps building.
It does.
Of course. It's building by the day. I mean, there's new things happening every single day.
The characters in play here don't know that they're in play.
Yeah, but they're in play.
What's up? Poop's about to hit the fan.
It's about to.
This is like Shark Week.
No, Big Al.
Total disappointment.
Big Al says his life could be in danger.
That's why I had to wait a year in the first place.
You know what? I hope it is. I hope it is. I hope there's some sort of tragedy.
Oh, Jenna.
Wow,
that's
juicy.
Not nice.
Wow.
I can't wait for the Dateline.
Not for you. I hope there's something okay. Intense.
Something interesting.
Well, Al's the one in danger.
I want you. I want you to be safe and healthy.
Well, I thought, because it could be me.
It could be Al.
It could be other people.
Uh-huh.
All right.
From the text, I tell my husband I miss him. Even when he's sitting right next to me, because I'm anticipating when he won't be there.
Yes, I totally get that.
Not crazy.
Wow.
I already miss you.
I used to, when Emma Kelly was in diapers, I would hold her and cry because in 18 years she's going to go to college. And you just start, I get that.
Now it's not 18 years.
I know. I totally get that.
It's a minute.
It's going to be a minute.
You know driving.
You know he's going to die before you do it. It's going to be awful. I get it.
Hold on. You assume that the dude's going to die first?
Yes.
Women live longer.
A lot of times, they're right, but you never know.
You never know. Yeah.
I hope I don't live longer.
You hope you don't? Yeah.
No. I told you, I'm cool at clocking out around 70-ish.
Oh, that is so young.
Yeah, but I want to spend all my monies. So I'm gonna live hard.
Leave anything to the kids?
Huh?
Not leave anything to the kids?
No, work for it like I did. I'll leave them a couple bucks, a nice crisp 20.
Nice of you.
A crisp 20.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, gosh.
Isn't that the point? You're supposed to die broke?
That's right.
I think that they mean give it to other people, not spend all of it.
Oh, my bad.
Just give
one way or the other.
You want to give it all, at least spend and give it all away before you die.
I'll help them with college and their first car and stuff like that.
The necessities. Then you're on your own.
You're an adult. You got
party.
You better get your own money. What's up, Joe?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Doing excellent.
Morning.
Welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy? Go ahead with yours.
Okay, so I absolutely have to do this. Like, I cannot not do this. So every time I shave my face, I have to rub aftershave on my hands and slap my face like Macaulay Culkin on Home Alone. Does that make me crazy?
I like that, man.
Kevin!
I scream, pop my mouth open, I do the whole nine.
You scream too.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it makes my wife crazy.
Do it for us.
Can you do it while you're holding your phone?
Come on.
I'd have to be in the bathroom like in the moment.
He's
a method actor.
It'd have to be genuine, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I think that's cool crazy.
That's
though,
kind
man.
Of a cool crazy, yeah.
I haven't done
it's
that.
It's harmless.
Yeah, I thought it was cool.
Yeah.
I think it's cool.
You're cool crazy, Joe.
There you go.
I don't think I've ever done that.
I have never done that.
Aftershave?
I don't use aftershave, to be honest with you.
What is the point of aftershave, by the way?
I think it's supposed to help close up your
ingrown
pores
hairs,
or something.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I shouldn't do it, though, because I got a beard.
Well, you got the luscious beard going.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's so cool to have a beard, guys. I know it's not a good one, but it's so cool. Now I know why you did it for so long, Al.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of a beard light.
Yeah. But I get nods from the beard guys. I'm in the club.
Yeah, you're manly.
You get beard nods.
Yeah. At the gym? Guys that used to not nod at me, now nod at me.
Well, it's other bearded guys.
Are you sure they're not hitting on you?
I'm very sure. Hi, Stephanie.
Nodding a wink.
Hi.
Welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy? So, yours involves your son and your car, huh?
Yes. I've had my car for a while, and I love it. Like, I really, really like it.
Yeah.
But it's time to pass it down to my son, and time for me to get a new vehicle. But the problem is, I see how my son's bedroom is, and I know my son's going to do the same thing with my car, and it's going to be a filthy, disgusting mess.
Of course.
And I felt really bad about it, and last week I found myself telling my car that it was going to be okay, and that I was going to try to help keep it clean, and I felt really sorry that I was turning her over, and that we've had a really good time, and I would take care of her as best I could.
So you talk to your car, like, extensively?
Not too often, just that time, really, but I felt really bad, because it's going to be a wreck.
Yeah. I feel that. Yeah, you're not crazy. I think you respect your car.
Yeah, I do.
Sounds like it.
I think we should all respect our cars. Did you name your car, Stephanie, by the way?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't.
Oh, I didn't even name your car. That makes you crazy right there.
Maybe the next one.
Well, good luck passing that one down to your son. I don't think you're crazy. I get it, man. That's your baby right there. Ow.
Did you just hit your face?
Yeah. I didn't mean to say out, but it came out.
Oh, talking on the radio is tough.
It is.
Bump your head on the microphone.
Yeah.
I can't let that. I mean, people hear that bump noise.
Ow.
I can't let it go.
Ow. Hi, Desiree.
Hey. Hey,
welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy? Okay, so what do you do?
I have to do this as well. When I go to the bathroom, I have to, like, be on my toes. Like, my feet can't be, like, flat on the ground. Like, I have to have, even if I'm wearing heels, which is, so because I do this, I can't pee in the water or anything like that because I'm not up on my toes. Does that make me crazy?
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's good to know you're not peeing in the pool, but...
Thank you.
Yeah.
Huh. I've never thought about my... feet positioning.
No.
Sitting on the toilet.
They have to be pointed.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I have to, which is why I feel like people are going to know it's me, because my feet aren't flat. Like,
yeah.
Like, I'm like up on my toes. They're going to think I'm a kid, but I'm 5'9". It's not that I'm short at all. Like, it's literally like I have to have my, to be up on my toes.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
That's weird.
It's kind of crazy.
Especially since you're tall enough not to do that. Yeah, we're going to go ahead with crazy death on that one. Point them toes.
I saw this dad the other day trying to teach his son to pee outside, you know, like in a tree. It's like in a Walmart parking lot or something. And so the little kid is probably 3 years old. Every man's done it.
You're watching this?
No, I was passing by in my car.
Oh, okay.
So I was passing by in my car, but the guy, the little boy, it was actually kind of cute. He didn't just pull his pants like hard the way down. Down to his toes, his ankles.
There are grown men that still do that.
And his feet like right there on the side of the building. It was like...
I think I've broken up with a guy over that before.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh, that's how you pee? Oh, man.
I kind of shed a tear when Kason, my son, stopped doing that. Because there was a moment where he stopped going all the way down in the public bathrooms,
right,
and now he does it like a regular dude.
But just seeing it out in the parking lot, it was just a trip.
Yeah. All the way down. You had a boyfriend that did that, Jenna?
It was a college thing. So, you know, I don't really focus on college romances anymore.
They didn't happen.
There are a lot of things I don't want to revisit.
Anthony from Chattanooga wrote us and said, I still watch wrestling every week, and when I go to work, I talk to my employees like wrestlers. And he gave us an example, so I'll just play it out with Big Al here.
Okay.
He likes to be The Rock a lot. So hey, Big Al.
Hey.
What are you working on?
Doesn't
matter what you're working on.
Yeah, I like that.
I don't think that's crazy.
I think that's fun.
That's fun.
I'm sure annoying at some point, but I like that.
What's up, Shane?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
What's up, buddy?
Hey.
What's up, Shane?
What's happening, man?
Yo, I got a couple things, but the first thing I called about, we was talking to my girlfriend, and when I brush my teeth and I brush my tongue, you know, I can't stop. It's not, I'm not completely done until my gag reflex kicks in. Does that make me crazy?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. I knew it. We were talking about that the other day.
I wanted to ask y'all.
Yeah, Michael's not to gag.
Yeah.
No, you get all that mucus out of your throat.
I don't know what it is, man. It's just, it's not complete until I gag.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy,
my
dog.
My dad is. You can hear him in there because he's going to get all that gunk out. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm giving you a crazy on that.
Maybe my dad's crazy.
Well, I got the confirmation from the crew. That's all I need, right?
100% crazy. Shane. Yeah, you're crazy, gagger.
I wanted to ask the ladies because we were talking about this. She's got like emergency mascara. She's got car mascara. She's got bathroom mascara. And lip gloss and all that. Does that make her crazy or is that normal for girls?
Oh, I got way crazier emergency things.
Yeah, well, I'm happy to talk to y'all. It's really, really cool.
Nice talking to you.
Shane. You're crazy, your wife's not.
Yeah, your wife's normal. You crazy.
Yeah, I had emergency razor.
Really? Where do you put that in the purse?
Sure.
You have emergency clothes too, right?
Yeah, I got emergency sneakers.
Happen to spend the night somewhere?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any
not
emergency.
Anymore. I tend to be just, you know, home most of the time now. But yeah, I used to have a bag of all sorts of emergency
stuff.
You
never know what the day will bring.
I just have emergency shorts and cleats in case, like, a football game breaks out.
Spontaneously?
What if I see?
In case of football.
It's in there. Yeah. I added basketball shoes in there too in my truck. So I have basketball shoes. I don't ever play basketball.
You never know.
Just in case, like, the Cowboys need you.
I just want to be ready in case I see a football game. I just want
to
get it.
Let me run to the car and get my cleats. Uh-huh. I'll be right back.
You never know. And the shorts. What's up, Amber?
Hey.
Hi, Amber. So you do something that I don't think I could do because this would be bad.
What?
Go ahead, Amber.
Yes. So every time I get stressed out or overwhelmed with life and everything that makes life stressful, I buy another animal.
Oh my god!
Crazy.
Yes.
How many stress animals do you have?
Well, I have six right now, but the last one I got on Sunday because I had a panic attack on Wednesday, so I went and bought a hedgehog.
They're so cute, though.
What all do you have?
Oh, be careful! Be careful!
Short lifespan.
They can give you salmonella.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
No, that was only from like different states.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Okay.
That was a couple states, but I'm in South Carolina, like Kelly Raspberry's from. So.
That's right.
So I have a 9-year-old Siberian Husky.
Okay.
I have an almost 8-year-old Lab Mix. I have a 6.5-year-old Golden Retriever. I have 2 3-year-old Ball Pythons, and then I have a 4-month-old Hedgehog.
The Ball Pythons. Those are snakes, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Don't let them get near the hedgehog.
Yeah, don't let them near the hedgehog. Just
no, they're in different rooms.
Okay. Man.
And they're in a tank that stays locked. And I also have an almost 2-year-old child.
Yep.
Don't forget about him. Or her.
Yes. Her.
Wow.
I just want to be like, you heard a Xanax?
Yeah, Amber, you're crazy.
Just made me some anti-anxiety medication.
I just love animals.
I know.
Yeah.
It makes her feel better.
Joy.
They're like therapy animals to her.
Instead of buying purses,
mm-hmm.
she's adopting animals.
She's giving homes to animals.
Right.
I'd be buying like 4 or 5 a day.
Panic that
every time I get stressed out.
Like my best friend Tommy Jean, they live out in the country and they have this huge property and they take so many rescue animals. That's all they do.
What a dream.
Beautiful, right? I know that's your dream.
It is.
And people will just drive by and drop animals off now at this point because they know that's the house.
Yeah.
Wow. But yeah, that's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, at least she's giving a home to animals.
It's a good thing.
Hey, thank you for your Crazy Kid Nation. We appreciate you. We wish we could get to all the calls. We have so many
good ones today.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, don't you worry. The Showbiz Top 5 is 20 minutes away. I just wanted to get you excited.
All right.
Before we went to break last. So, Jenna, you have a boyfriend now. And if you missed it, yes, Kid Nation, Jenna's been dating a dude for what? How long have you guys been together now?
5 minutes.
5 minutes. So,
no, for,
millennial
I don't
talk,
know, 3.5 months.
3.5 months.
I'm just kidding. It's been...
You vacationed together? Everything's going smooth?
It feels like it's been longer, him and I say, because we've become...
Yeah.
Those people that spend every moment together.
You've already had one big milestone in your relationship that was embarrassing for you. We talked
Let's
about
not
that on the
revisit
show.
That.
We're not going to revisit that, but you've had an embarrassing milestone, and that happens in every relationship.
I felt very vulnerable. I've been going through a lot.
I know.
And I'm still horrified, and now he makes fun of me about it.
And like the Latin lover he is, he was totally cool with it and progressed with the relationship. He moved on past it because he's an adult. And now you had another potentially.
Potentially. I don't know the full story because, you know, obviously I get up early and don't have a whole lot of time to catch up with him in the morning, but yeah. He's sweet and makes me coffee every morning, and he told me I did something last night. And since I'm obsessed with dreams, I'm curious to know a little bit more about what I did. Because I have this weird fear that I'm going to say something embarrassing to him when I sleep. Mm-hmm. And it all started when he took me to get surgery last month. And I was just worried under anesthesia I was going to say maybe nothing bad, but just something embarrassing or say something that I didn't want to say. You know, if that makes sense. I don't know why, but maybe I've been, like Kelly said, manifesting that and putting it out. Because this morning he said, do you remember what you were dreaming about last night?
So let's bring in
dream interpreter.
Mi hermano mexicano.
I know. I love dreams, and then I don't remember.
Oh, well, he's on the phone with us right now.
Does he have a theme song now?
I gave him one.
El jefe fabuloso.
Can it be something more sexy?
You want sexy music?
Yeah, can you put the Narcos theme song or something?
He and I have a good time, so I figured a nice little party song would be dope.
No, hey. I'd rather have some, like, telenovela.
You want a telenovela? We can get
him
there.
We'll work on it.
For now, this is what I picture him to be like.
All right.
Just out there dancing.
Nothing on the fly.
Mariachi. No, all right.
How's this?
Yeah, okay.
Please, welcome to the show.
Do they have a Latin version of the Game of Thrones theme song?
El Game of Thrones? Yes.
Is that what it's called?
El Game of Thrones.
Probably.
El Tronos?
You're not really Mexican.
Wow, Kelly.
El Game of Thrones.
I was being funny.
I'm sure he knows what it is, JC. Why don't you ask him?
Juan Snow.
Yes, El Juego de Tronos.
El Juego de Tronos. ¿Y cómo estás?
Hello, guys. How are you?
Hola, señor.
Hey.
¿Cómo estás?
Happy birthday, by the way.
Oh.
Ah, gracias.
Feliz cumpleaños.
That's pretty close.
Feliz cumpleaños,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you want to sing Las Mañanitas for me?
No.
I could, but you don't want to hear me sing.
Estas son las mañanitas, no? Okay.
Oh, so we were discussing this morning. He told me that I woke him up in the middle of the night, and I don't remember doing it.
So what happened?
Well, I wish I had something like juice here, but it wasn't all that juicy. She wakes up in the middle of the night. She was laying in my shoulder. Like, she turns around, and she started talking. I was like, how am I going to kiss you? And I was like I wake up and I'm like, what? Like, how am I going to kiss you? Like, well, can we go through that tutorial like in 5 hours?
How am I going to kiss you?
And a tutorial.
Yeah. What were you dreaming
of? Well, no, he's joking, saying, can we do this like later when we wake up?
Yeah.
But I wasn't, were my eyes open?
I don't think so, because I asked you twice, like you just repeat it, like, how am I going to kiss you? I was like, oh, okay, she's sleeping. And that's it. That's all I got.
How am I going to kiss you?
How am I going to kiss you?
See, it makes me think I wasn't dreaming about him. Because I wouldn't be asking for permission.
Oh. You're making problems for none, Jenna.
Because you guys could have been in a very public place. You're not a big PDA girl, so maybe you're like, how am I going to kiss you in public?
I don't know.
That was about to be my next question, like, which scenario? Just tell me, like, give me a little bit of context. I can help you with this.
I don't know. All right. I'm sorry, babe, I don't know. I don't remember, and it's so infuriating because I'm obsessed with dreams, and I wish I knew what I was dreaming about.
Juan Snow, you should have just planted one on her when she was sleeping, and just let her know, this is how I will kiss you.
Oh, here we go.
Around 3 a.m.
That's incredible.
Like this, señorita.
Sí.
And then
we found the
El Juego de Tronos.
I love this.
Jenna, how dare you want to kiss another man in your dream?
Shame.
I just see Antonio Banderas walking
right
away from a home.
Juan gets plenty of kisses. Oh, yeah, Juan and I, our biggest issue in this relationship is his love of PDA. And my, not hesitation, but I say it's compromise.
Okay.
You need to cut back from like 30 PDA kisses to like, what was it? What did we decide on, 15?
15 is good.
Well, she wanted like 5, and I thought that wasn't fair. I was like, let's meet in the middle.
So
now I carry around a counter.
little clicker, yeah.
I'm approaching that number.
Counting kisses.
Yeah. I like that you compromised, though. You're doing extremely well. Well done. And thank you for letting us know that Jenna speaks in her dreams. Quan Snow, we will have you call in each time she speaks in her sleep, please.
Yeah,
hopefully next time I have something juicier.
Okay, good. Yeah,
you step up your dream game, Jenna.
Yeah, come on, Jenna.
All right, I will. Well, y'all have stepped up your dream game for me.
So bye, Quan Snow.
Bye.
Adios.
Adios, muchachos.
Happy birthday.
Gracias. Nos vemos. My dude right there.
It is your dude.
The dude right there.
He likes you.
All right, but it is time, Jenna, for you to help out Kid Nation, because it's time for Dream Readings with Jenna, brought to you by Brooklyn, and perfect sponsor for this.
Speaking of, I mean, I don't sleep better than I do on these sheets, and mine were fresh last night, by the way. I have to add, there's something about a freshly washed and fitted sheet
on the bed. You're sleeping so hard on your Brooklyn and sheets, that's why you can't remember your dreams.
Mm. How am I going to kiss you on these clean sheets?
I'm not kidding. We were actually watching a show last night, and we decided after 5 minutes, we were like, why aren't we just watching this on Netflix in bed? Because now at this point, the bed's way more comfortable than the couch. The only problem is I can't stay awake for more than 5 minutes once I get into the bed because the sheets are so dang comfortable.
I feel you.
Yeah. You got to get yourself some Brooklyn and sheets.
Most comfortable sheets I've ever slept
in. If you travel and you ever go, man, I wish my sheets felt like the ones here in the hotel room. That is what you got to do.
And you get a great deal because sheets like this cost way too much money in the store. But if you go to brooklinen.com right now, you can get 10% off your first order and free shipping when you use our promo code KID, that's K-I-D-D, at brooklinen.com. And they are so confident in their sheets, comforters, and towels. It comes with a lifetime warranty. But the only way to get that 10% off your first order and free shipping is to use the promo code KID, K-I-D-D, at brooklinen.com. Thank you for using my favorite dream song.
I know. So you've been dreaming, Kid Nation, and Jenna's been studying on what these dreams mean. Now, hopefully, if you haven't written her yet at KidNation.com, you've had some similar dreams to other Kid Nation members.
Mm-hmm. Yes. A lot of us have the same kind of dreams, so you will definitely learn something.
This one actually came in on the text this morning, Jenna, when we announced that you were going to be reading some dreams.
Okay.
And it says, Jenna, I keep having a dream that I'm hooking up with Phyllis from The Office. What in the world does this mean?
This is one of the most common things, not Phyllis from The Office, but hooking up with a celebrity dream.
Yes. Okay.
That we often dream about celebrities. And so whether you're hooking up with them, kissing, crushing, hanging out.
Dream.
I know that JC and Al have had dreams where they're hanging out with other male celebrities. And so it doesn't necessarily mean that you want to hook up with Phyllis from The Office. It means that Phyllis has some characteristic that you love or admire. And so when we have, and so Phyllis, if you don't remember, Phyllis is the older woman on The Office. Mm-hmm. She's characterized as quiet and friendly. She likes girl gossip in The Office, but
who
there's
doesn't?
Just something about her. She's a little insecure or a lot insecure, but there's something about her that you're drawn to. And they say that often when you're dreaming about celebrities, there's some, you're kind of reaching for a sense of maybe wealth or positioning in society that a celebrity has that you don't have. Like, JC, when you dream about hanging out with, you know, a celebrity friend like that, yeah, that he obviously has characteristics that you want, or there's something about their career that you are striving for.
Blake Lively?
You're striving.
Oh, you're striving for Blake Lively? fair. Yeah, but it's really as simple as that.
Okay. I got one here that says...
Hold on. Go ahead, Al.
All righty. This is also from a text. I've jumped. My credit card is stolen from me, either by family members or their friends. My credit card is in my phone pocket. Why do I continue to have the same dream? Please help. It won't stop.
Interesting.
So, yeah, a lot of times people will dream about having a wallet stolen. An ID stolen is more obvious when you can't find your license. And that's something about your identity, that you're struggling to find your own identity. Okay. And with credit card, they say that credit cards are representative, not always directly of your financial well-being, but kind of your, they call it like vital energy. So that your credit, because you need it. You know, you need your money to get by. So if you keep it, especially a continuous dream, or a reoccurring dream, I'm sorry, that you're having your credit card stolen, that you could be worried that maybe because it's tax season, you're worried that your financial advisor's not handling things appropriately, or maybe some family members using your name or acting out in your name. Mm. They say it's kind of identity related in that way, that you're worried that someone's acting on behalf of you.
Okay.
Because it's so closely tied to your identity.
It's kind of piggybacking on that.
Hold on, Kelly.
Next level.
We got songs now.
I love these. Thank you.
The bit is evolving.
This is next level on the having your ID, the ID stolen.
Yeah.
It says, I've dreamed all my life the same dream off and on. I dream the lights in my house will not work. Everything in my home is gone, stolen, and all doors are wide open with lots of wind blowing curtains. I'm scared and feel like someone is there. What does that mean?
So remember with your dreams, and I've learned this with all of my thorough dream research, that they can be very literal sometimes. Like, let's say you actually have a fear of the dark and you've had it since you were a child. Well, you're going to dream about not being able to turn on lights because that's just a fear, an inherent fear that you have. But if you've been dreaming this your whole life and you're not scared of the dark, it's fascinating because electricity is related to energy. The house always represents your own personality, your home, in a dream. So okay. If you're dreaming that you're getting robbed in your home or something, your home is representative of you and your life.
They say they do that in personality tests too, when they tell you to draw a house and a tree and a person.
Yeah.
That the house represents you, right?
Yes.
And even in your drawings.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting when kids draw that, you can see.
Yeah.
And I don't know if the wind is a storm or exactly, but if you're dreaming about storms, which a lot of people do, it's external circumstances. So this says if it's dark, you're not able to find your way with something that's going on. You're dealing with a circumstance that you're worried you're not going to find your way out of, or you feel kind of out of control or lost about a certain situation in your life. So you need to explore that.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, so apparently it's going to be wedding season.
Yeah.
People are hitting up weddings left and right, including our girl Cammy. Hi, Cammy.
Hi.
So before we had break, you let us know that you had been chosen to be the maid of honor at your best friend's wedding.
Yes.
Which is very scary.
I was excited. I was really nervous. And sorry, my headphones are a little. Okay. I was really excited, really nervous because I came to you guys asking for advice on what my maid of honor speech should be.
Right.
Because I had nothing. Like a week before the wedding, I had nothing.
We gave you some tips, though.
You've never done this before, either.
No, I've never done it before. But I don't really have a fear of public speaking.
But you just needed to prepare.
I just needed to prepare. And you guys helped me, and a lot of Kid Nation members helped me as well. They were tweeting at me, giving me really good advice.
That's good.
And so the whole, I kind of had it all written a couple days before the wedding. So the whole drive down to Houston, I was rehearsing in my car.
Well done. Good. Like Jenna told you to.
Yeah, I said memorize
because then it makes it effortless.
Yes. Did you keep it short and simple? Because that was another tip we gave you. The longer it goes, the more people stop paying attention.
Yes. And I timed myself to make sure that I was under. I wanted to be at least under 5 minutes.
Nice.
That's still pretty long, man.
I think I was right about 3 to 4 minutes.
Okay.
Three to four is good.
It depends on if you're just droning on and on or if you're entertaining them.
Right.
It could seem like an instant or it could drag on for an hour.
Yeah. Like at your wedding, Kelly, your friend John McGill. He had his speech was probably about 5 minutes
long,
but it was so good that it just kept us.
Nobody else wanted to talk after John.
Al talked about
it. But Al did.
Al was 5 minutes long and it felt like 20.
Yeah.
It still hurts.
So Cammy, you went up there. How was the crowd? Was it an older crowd? Cause I know you're in your early 20s. So
it was a little bit of an older crowd. She has a really big family and they were coming in from Ohio. So
did you have to cut anything once you looked at the crowd?
Any jokes?
No, I didn't really have to cut anything, but there were some times where I was waiting for kind of a giggle and I didn't hear anything. I was like, oh, okay, moving on.
That joke didn't land.
Well, here's the thing. We told Cammy, hey, record your speech so we can grade you.
Yeah.
Let's see how Cammy does.
And so when I first sat down and thought of what I was going to say tonight, the only thing that I could think of was, wow, Alex is getting married in 45 minutes. I met Alex yesterday. She was my very first friend, and Alex was telling me about this boy that she met in class, and how he was so cute and so sweet. I don't really know what happened to him, but
Cammy, that was well done.
Sounds like you had him right in the palm of your hand.
That's a tidbit right there. Obviously, the sound is a little off right
there. Sorry about that.
But you're getting laughs.
Well, okay, here was the thing. So I went second behind the best man.
Mm-hmm.
How was he?
incredible.
Oh, no.
Okay, so he's gay, and he was telling the story.
Well, there you go. Enough said.
Oh, no. That was enough said. I just went up and said, I'm gay. No, so he was telling the story about whenever they were in high school, him and the groom, and how he came out, and he was really nervous, and the groom was his best friend and was really mad at him, was like, dude, why didn't you tell me we're best friends? So the best man was crying, the groom was bawling.
Oh. Oh, wow.
And
it was not funny. It was emotional.
It was emotional. Yes, it was emotional. And, yeah, a little bit of humor. And so after that, I was like, oh, no, I can't follow that up.
Yeah.
And mine was like a little bit more
funny.
Did
you decide to, you know, like maybe pretend to be gay?
Yeah.
Taking
one for the team.
I so could have, but then you should have completely replicated his speech and be like, "Remember when I came out?"
Yeah.
Sandra got mad at me and wished I would have told her sooner. Cam, you got it out of the way. You did excellent.
I feel good about it.
You had some loud laughs, so that's awesome.
Thank you.
So if you need a maid of honor for your wedding,
there
you can't find one. Cammy is ready and available for you anytime you need.
Oh, gosh.
Speech is ready. And
she'll even drive hours and hours away.
I'll just do the same speech.
Yeah.
Good. You did awesome.
Names. Yeah.
Well done, Cammy.
Thanks, guys.
That's what Cammy was up to during our break. Now, Kelly, you went to South Carolina and New York City.
Yeah. It was a whirlwind.
With your best friend.
Tommy Jean. Best friend since fifth grade.
Any craziness go down?
Heck yeah.
Well, I mean, maybe.
Dude, Kelly Raspberry and Tommy Jean in New York City?
All right, let's see what
not.
How do South Carolina girls do in New York City? We'll find out next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation, if you're sitting in your car at the cubicle already and you're thinking to yourself, dang, I missed the keyword of the day for that awesome trip to Daytona Beach so I can experience wide open fun. Well, don't you worry, because we're going to give you the keyword again. All you have to do is go to KidNation.com before midnight and enter this word, and you'll be in the drawing. Now, Big Al Mac, what is today's keyword?
Fishing.
Fishing with an
F. Fishing.
Some people were asking, the PH fishing? No.
Were some people really asking?
Yeah, I saw it on the text.
Some people were.
Yeah, some people were. We want to make sure you know.
That's hilarious.
With the F. Fishing is your keyword. Go to KidNation.com, and hopefully you'll be enjoying Daytona Beach very, very soon. And speaking of going out and vacationing, Kelly Raspberry had a little bit of a vacation.
A big one. I was gone from my husband. I can't believe he agreed to let me do this. Because, you know, it's not like he can tell me what to do, but that's a long time to be apart. But I wanted to go home to South Carolina. I didn't go at all for about a year and a half.
Uh-huh.
And I needed to see my Aunt Velma, my cousins.
Right. That's where you're from.
You know, and while I was in Florence, South Carolina, where I'm from, we just did a lot of visiting. And I kind of went off the diet.
Oh, because you were dieting hardcore.
Yeah. I told the lady I've been working with, I said, look, I'm going to try to be good, but there's no way. I'm going to enjoy myself. I don't want to be putting people out and carrying stuff around.
Yeah.
I'm committed here. I am committed. It's easier. But there.
It's a southern thing. It's just something about just. The South.
Yeah.
You got to hang out with me and get some sausage. I had a wonderful time with Aunt Velma and my cousin Cindy, my now third cousins. She was about to deliver him, but delivered him after I left.
Oh, man.
Jack, I know. So anyway, then Wednesday morning, Tommy Jean and I, we got up and we drove to Charlotte because the Florence to Charlotte connection is really bad. Flight's always being canceled. So we drove and we flew to New York City.
First time ever for your best friend.
First time ever for Tommy Jean to go.
All right.
And she was so excited. I said, Tommy Jean, I have been to New York City so many times. We will do whatever you want to do. I don't care. This is your trip. I'm just along to help navigate.
Okay.
The only thing she wanted to do was go to the Today Show and get a T-shirt.
Okay.
That's it.
That was the only thing on our list?
That was it.
All right.
She didn't care what else we did, and she meant it.
No, Empire State Building.
We did
Okay.
But she didn't want to do that. She wanted to go to the Today Show.
We did that because I said, well, we got to see some of the city, you know. Yeah. So, like, the first night there, we just went up to the rooftop bar at the hotel, had a cocktail, wandered the streets a little bit, found a restaurant. Don't go to Mimi's. The meatballs were awful.
Any celebrities?
No.
Ah.
So the next day, we get up, and we went to this great deli I love. I wanted to show her that deli. We did that. And then we went down to the Empire State Building. We went to the top of 40 Rock. You don't need to do both, people.
Not worth it.
Once enough.
Yeah. Empire State.
You see the view up. When you get up there, it's just looking at the view. And
high
you
is
saw
high.
One view. High is high.
Yeah. It's high.
So then we went down. She said, well, I am kind of curious to go down to Canal Street because she's always heard about how you buy the great fake purses and stuff.
Yeah.
Sketchy.
I said, but listen, Tommy Jean, it's not like it used to be where they were just out blatantly because police have been cracking down. Uh-huh. But I wanted her to have the Canal Street experience.
Yeah, it's different now. You got to ask them. They put you in the back of the van and they drive
exactly.
you somewhere.
Yeah, you feel
it's
kidnapped.
It's scary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're risking.
You chase someone down an alley through multiple curves and then up some 10-story right. apartment building. I heard from a friend.
No. I'll be honest. I did that before, not this trip, where it's scary. And I'm kicking myself now. They take you underneath the city through all these tunnels. It's just you and your girlfriend.
You're like I got blindfolded in a van. Yeah.
I got blindfolded.
What?
Yeah. Trust me, it's not worth
anything,
it.
Don't worry.
It's not worth it.
But that merchandise is hot.
It looks like
literally, stuff,
but it's illegal.
It is.
And here
illegal.
We are perpetuating the problem. But so Tommy Jean wants the experience. So we go into one of these gift shops, and they just have the crap, you know. And she's like, well, "Do you have any watches that look like Rolexes?" And he said, "He tries
Rolex.
To push all this
Rolex,
stuff." She said, "I said I think she wants one that you know really looks like a Rolex."
Wink.
Picks up his phone, calls somebody. Yeah. He said. Be here in 60 seconds. Next thing we know, this man pops up behind us. He says, "You Rolex?" Yeah.
Yes, we're Rolex.
Come with Tommy Jean.
He puts bags over your heads.
So you have to keep like a distance. Like, we're not really following this guy, but we're really following him. And I don't know where we're going. And Tommy Jean's like, oh, she's getting nervous. She's like, what are we doing? So we go around. They take you through all these side streets. And we didn't get too deep into the side street when he pulled out his big iPhone. Big one.
Uh-huh.
Almost the size of a mini iPad. And he shows you... all these watches on the page of his iPad because he's thankfully I don't want to go in a tunnel. I'd rather do this method.
Uh-huh. Black market's gone digital.
So yes, black market digital. And he shows her a Rolex. He said, "You like?" She said, "I just wanted to know how much they were."
Because
now she's starting to get nervous. She said, "I just want to know how much they were." And he said, $85. She's like, and
wow.
Tommy Jean's comes from the Kelly Raspberry School.
Must be black market prime.
And she's like, I don't really want one. I just wanted to know how much. He said, "Well, how much will you pay?" And she's looking at me, and I was like, "Do you want to make an offer, Tommy Jean?"
$10.
She said, $25. He took off running at $25. He was mad as fire and took off running. He didn't like that. So that's how you get rid of him, insult them with a bad offer.
Yeah.
Was he Slovenian?
Yeah,
$85's
he was mad.
Good.
We wasted his time.
$85's like great for
Tommy
Jean wasn't paying.
Yeah.
She was going to pay $25 or not. I bet she wouldn't even pay $25. She was so nervous.
Did you go
point.
See the Dollar Tree while you were up in New York City?
The Ross.
No. Then we went and ate dinner at Little Italy, and then she was fine to go home.
Uh-huh.
The next day, which day was that? That was trying to keep. Oh, the next day, Friday, we went to the Today Show.
Oh.
All she wanted to do was to get to this moment.
Yeah.
So we get up and we walk down there and we get there about 6:15 a.m. because it goes live at 7 a.m.
Yeah.
Eastern time. So it's 6:15 a.m. We get down there. There's a long line. We're like, oh, my gosh. And we even signed up online and stuff they have you do. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean anything.
The weather was awful.
That was the only time it rained on us.
Oh,
the
weather was awful. I saw your pictures.
We forgot our umbrellas. It wasn't too bad. It cleared up. But it was right after the New Zealand stabbings at the mosque.
So you couldn't even cheer and stuff.
Well, they came out. They have, you know, crowd handlers. And the crowd wasn't that horribly big. We were really shocked. Everybody warned us. St. Patrick's Day, March Madness. You're not going to be able to navigate the half marathon. We didn't have any problems. There weren't that many people there. It was fine.
Did you talk to anybody?
Well... So they have posters so you can make signs. I gave Kid Nation a shout out just in case I got on TV. And I mentioned my best friend. Then Tommy Jean's like, oh, I should say that. And she kind of scribbled, oh, I'm here with my best friend too. But she was from Florence, South Carolina, hoping we're going to get on TV. And they said, because of this heavy subject matter, we're not going to come out initially. We're not going to show the crowd the first hour. So about 45 minutes of waiting there, I looked down to my...
Fake Rolex?
My real Rolex. My husband gave it to me as a wedding gift.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And I looked down to see what time it was. I didn't have it on.
You lost?
I remembered I left it on my nightstand.
Oh.
And panic overtook me because while I'm sure most housekeeping services at hotels are very trustworthy people, I'm like,
oh, you're fine.
I'm here at the Today Show. Jenna, I panicked. I said, if I'm here at the Today Show and my watch gets stolen, my husband's going to kill me. I said, Tommy Jean, I'll be right back. Because at this point...
I can get another one for $85.
$7.45. I take off running for the hotel, which is
Kelly doesn't run, by the way.
I was booking it. I get back to the hotel, and she texts me. She said, "Did you get it?" I said, "It's still here. Thank the Lord." And she, I said, "Have they come out yet?" She said, "I shook Al Roker's hand."
Oh, no.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.